KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky, and it's 27 degrees in Atlantic. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy. We'll have a high around 30, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 10, with winds light and variable overnight. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with this check of some area news on KJAN. Atlantic Rising and volunteers could be seen out delivering food boxes this past Thursday in the evening. The organization began collecting donations and nominations in early November and completed another successful program. Atlantic Rising social chair Kelsey Bischoner said, "We anticipated to see a continued increase in nominations due to the sustained challenges of COVID-19, and we were overjoyed to see the constant support of our community in both donations and volunteers." This year, Atlantic Rising was able to provide a holiday meal to over 165 individuals and families all throughout Cass County. The donations received from the community totaled over $5,500, which allowed each box to contain more items and each nomination to be fulfilled. Atlantic Rising also teamed up with Cass County Creators, a local 4-H group, who helped to assemble, pack, and load the vehicles with Christmas boxes, which made the process run smoothly. Bischoner said Atlantic Rising is proud to carry on and continue to grow this tradition of the Christmas box program, and we are so thankful that we're able to partner with Hy-Vee, who makes this big project the success that it is. If you're interested in joining Atlantic Rising and finding out what they're involved in throughout the year, you can contact Kelsey Bischoner at 712-243-3017 or Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y, at AtlanticIowa.com. The membership application can also be found at www.AtlanticIowa.com. Cass County Republicans recently made a $500 donation to the Rock Island Society Enterprise, or ARISE, to be used for roof repairs and maintenance of the American Legion Memorial Building. ARISE was organized and incorporated in 1992 as a nonprofit entity with the purpose of combating community deterioration to promote and encourage historical research, to purchase, preserve, and protect historical buildings, records, and relics, and to educate the community and mark places of national interest. ARISE has spent more than $207,000 on major expenses so far. ARISE has signed short-form business property leases in 2008 and 2010 for 99-year terms to ensure that the American Legion, American veterans, disabled American veterans, veterans of foreign wars, the Atlantic Color Guard team, and the American Legion Auxiliary, and the Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War have a rent-free place to hold their meetings. Delivering the donation to ARISE was Cass County Republican Central Committee Treasurer Kathy Zimmerman, member and past CCRCC Chair David Wiederstein. Receiving the donation on behalf of the ARISE Group was President Steve Livengood. If you or your group is interested in touring the American Legion Memorial Building in Atlantic, contact Steve at 243-5445. With rising costs to maintain the buildings, donations are always needed and appreciated. Iowa's 3rd Congressional District will receive over $22 million in rural development grants and loans from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to improve critical rural infrastructure. Representative Cindy Axne's office Friday said the investments will expand access to high-speed internet, clean water, and dependable electric power in rural Iowa. Those receiving the USDA rural development grants include Southern Iowa Rural Water Association, or SURWA, $12 million to go toward a new water treatment plant that will serve approximately 9,000 Iowans. City of Neola received $3.9 million to improve the mainline water distribution system and replace and improve the chemical feed system at the city's water treatment plant. Lenox Municipal Utilities, $2.27 million to replace aging water mains, complete loops within the existing distribution system, and repair infiltration issues to improve the health and safety of the drinking water for nearly 1,500 residents. The city of Farragut received $2,268,000 in loans and $772,000 for a grant to renovate the city's existing lagoon cell to construct a chlorination and dechlorination system, an aeration blower, an effluent lift station building, new piping, and to make modifications to the existing lift station. The city of Lewis received a $628,000 grant and $145,000 loan for improvements to its wastewater collection system and repairs to manholes. And the city of Carter Lake received $509,000 to reline sewer pipes and replace manhole covers. The grants and loan are part of a $5.2 billion investment to improve critical rural infrastructure in 46 states and Puerto Rico. And Iowa is receiving more than $24.5 million in new federal funding for its airports from the bipartisan infrastructure law signed earlier this year. The funding, administered by the Federal Aviation Administration, is part of more than $5 billion that is projected to reach Iowa over the next 5 years. In our area, the following airports will receive 159,000 $9,000 for infrastructure improvements. Atlantic, Clarinda, Council Bluffs, Creston, Red Oak, and Winterset. The Greenfield and Guthrie Center airports are receiving $110,000 each. Third District Representative Cindy Axte had previously announced the state will receive over $650 million in the first round of new funding for Iowa's roads and bridges and $110 million to upgrade Iowa's aging water infrastructure from the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.